Welcome to Queens Talk with AJ. We are two magical black queens from the A, college roomies turned cousins. Join us as we unpack truth, lies, and all in between.
We give all the millennial depth, culture, and lessons. This ain't no girl talk. This is queen talk. And we are hosts. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Ayana.
You know what it is.
Period.
Bitches done showed up and glowed up.
Welcome, welcome back to KSWB-TV.
Wow. We're live. We are live and in color. What it do? What it do, Jordan?
What it do? What it do, Yanza?
Not a thing. Here we are, back.
Feels good.
Let me just tell you, we are back.
Back outside.
I want y'all to know that me and Jordan have been outside and we are tired.
Yeah, wow.
We are tired.
But we are committed to being here.
Yes. Yes. I'm not going to lie. I was like, yeah, we should skip this week. And Jordan was like, mm-mm-mm. And I was like, you're right. Hold me accountable, sis. But boy, am I tired.
We're going to
It was like, I appreciate it. Yeah, and I was like, okay.
But you know, adult naps are, they're tricky. You know, I could end up sleeping until the sun goes down.
Yep, and that will be fine with me. I'll get up, put my pajamas on, and get back in. I don't need no pajamas. Get up, pee, and get back in bed. Like, it would very well be okay. But today's actually really beautiful. I kind of want to lay in the grass a little bit. It's a little chilly,
yes.
But I kind of want to lay in the grass. Would you prefer this weather yesterday?
Absolutely.
It's pretty, but it's kind of chilly, girl.
Do you think so?
It's 57 degrees and windy.
That wind was
it's like pretty, so I would have wanted it, but the breeze.
Maybe I don't know the true temperature because I was kind of like dead in the sun when I was outside.
Oh, okay.
And then I was in the car, so
yeah, okay.
I didn't really get out for real, so maybe I don't know.
Yeah, my skirt was, my dress was blowing.
Uh oh, little sneak peek.
Damn,
that's gonna be so awkward when you are walking and your like dress or whatever is blowing.
Yeah, you're like, oh man, what's happening?
Please
stop trying to expose me.
Yeah, I'm out here looking crazy.
All right, so how you doing, cuz? How was your week? Let's talk about it.
Wow, it's getting tricky. Two people left at my job, and so we are short staffed in my department. And it was really me talking to, so I'm starting to like get more acquainted with people at my job in different departments.
Okay.
So I have friends in different departments. This one lady, she actually moved up in her department and she was training. She has a new hire and she was like, girl, HR might as well be AI because they take forever to hire. And I just was like, yo, what y'all be doing to HR? Like, we need help. So anyways, so that's been an adjustment, just preparing for the fact that my hybrid schedule may now be like solely,
in office,
in person. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not looking forward to that. So hopefully they hire some people because maybe my department needs some help, some assistance.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I really did enjoy you guys yesterday before my fall.
We, you know,
shame. Shame.
I did not even. I was not even.
I wasn't
even
gonna say anything.
I wasn't. I really wasn't.
And yep. So we back outside and looking forward to do things without wine. I think wine is just not my bag. Like I'm really starting to feel like because liquor doesn't do that to me. Or maybe it was that splash.
I think maybe I did that drink splash something. Of vodka.
I think I drunk Ife's. I think I drunk her drunk a drink, and I don't know what was in that. So maybe it was a vodka.
And it was on the way out too. So I'm just like, everything was fine.
It's always on the way out for me. What's going on?
Yeah,
with that?
I don't know. And then all of a sudden, I don't really know because. You didn't even seem, that's the thing, you were so poker face-like that you just really don't be, you just be seeming fine. And all of a sudden you'd be like,
damn.
Down bad.
Embarrassing. So I'm trying to recover from humiliation. Other than that, I look forward to to this month. Women's History Month.
It is Women's History Month. Shout out to all the women in our lives. Shout out to all the Black women in our lives.
Oh, man.
Shout out to those who have made an impact on us and those that we continue to make an impact on that we don't even know, like our listeners.
Yeah, women are really powerful. Even at my job, I was like, it's mainly women that run this.
We are powerful
beings. Keep this flow. Like, we run this corporation.
Period. We run this mother. Well, we run this mother. Who run the world, girls? Girls, who run the world, girls? Who run this mother? Okay.
Yep.
See, we can't really insert the clip, so this is us giving it to you.
Yeah.
We would have inserted that clip right there.
We don't want to be copyrighted or anything.
Yeah. We're gonna keep it.
We'll keep it rolling.
Yeah.
Yams, how was your week? How are you floating on by this as we step into spring?
I want you guys to know that I am currently on a men's. I'm doing much better than I was last Monday or last Sunday or last Saturday.
Even. Okay. Maybe every day of the week is crazy.
Last week, I was fighting like I never fought before.
Oh, one of them weeks.
Yeah, last week was just not a great week for me. And it's sad to say, but it was my fault. And I think I just really was on a downward spiral. Not even gonna lie. I don't even know. I just was not myself. I was extremely just, it was a bad week, but we were on amends. That's what we're gonna say. God is good.
That's what matters.
God is good all the time.
So, yeah, shout out to us for pushing through. Hopefully you guys had a decent week as well. Because we know life out here.
And we'll
stay strong.
Keep it tight.
So, we are not the only people that are trying to stay strong. So we have some topics today. And I think this is like a woman's episode, looking at our topics. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So, I wanted to start, I'm going to pop us off here in lieu of, I think the Oscars come on tonight, actually, which Oscars is mainly movies, but just in lieu of good entertainment, good shows, Euphoria.
Mm.
We are still waiting on Euphoria. I know we had one of the cast members passed away. That was really sad.
Yeah, that was suicide. He was so good, too.
So I really, you know, but his character actually did die, which is crazy. So I didn't really know what they were going to do with this, but...
Wait, his character didn't die?
He didn't? Oh, I don't remember. It was his little brother.
I thought it was his little brother, yeah.
Did he make it out?
I don't know. He might have died, too.
I just remember the house being...
I think he was definitely going to be away, though. Like, whatever happened to him passing... Like
they could have. I think a lot of people were saying he died, but I think they did. They didn't necessarily show him
dying.
Remember now,
because they showed the little brother. Like you knew the little brother got, but him.
Yeah,
I'm gonna look it up while you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So guys, I brought this up because I saw a clip of Nika King. She actually is the mom on Euphoria. So she plays Zendaya's mom, aka Rue. And she was doing a stand-up comedy set, and it was a little awkward. So she said, people are like, we need season 3. I'm like, bitch, I need season 3 too. I haven't paid rent in 6 months, and Zendaya's over in Paris at Fashion Week. I'm like, bitch, come home. I need you. Mama needs you.
Mm.
It's a very awkward clip. It's very awkward to see. I kind of felt bad for, I mean, obviously I felt bad for her, but I also felt bad for Zendaya just kind of getting
set
up in the crossfire there.
I feel like it was a, it was a joke. It was meant to be a joke, but you can definitely tell some seriousness to it.
Yeah.
Like, but I don't know if she meant it to come off as like shade to Zendaya.
Yeah. It was really awkward to watch.
Because her being in Paris Week has nothing to do with.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess.
That's her career.
That's her career. Yeah. Like, it's like, if you're doing stand up and she's in Paris, then that's okay. That's just what it is.
Wow.
It's not like,
kind of like a bigger conversation of,
yeah.
You know, this is my livelihood affected by other people, or is that my responsibility?
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's her responsibility.
But you know what? Me and my cousin were just talking about this. I feel like a lot of movies and shows do prioritize the higher list actors.
Mm-hmm.
But these people are booked. And so if you aren't somebody that has that name behind you, that may be your only mm-hmm. show, or, you know, your only opportunity for a while, because mm-hmm. they tend to, you know, give it to the higher ups. Like, there does need to be more opportunities for people that don't necessarily have the name behind them, but are talented. So.
Yeah.
So that they don't have to be in the position of waiting on somebody who is very well paid.
Yeah.
For their livelihood.
Yeah.
That was awkward.
That is, yeah, I was gonna say, that's just awkward, honestly.
Yeah. I love Euphoria, though. I don't know if there'll be another season.
I think there will be eventually when they can get all the actors and actresses together.
Yeah. And they put,
but it's gonna be tough without Fizz.
Yeah,
and he actually was supposed to, like, he lived, I think.
Oh wow, so uh-huh. he was supposed to. They're gonna have to figure that out.
Yeah, it's the brother who. It's from what I'm getting here. The brother died. He actually wasn't supposed to make it out of season one. He was supposed to die in season one, actually. Fizz. But we liked him so much. Wow. Yeah, and so they just kept the story going.
His name is Angus Cloud.
Yep.
Suddenly appeared in my mind.
Yeah.
Shout out to Zendaya too. Dune 2, I thought was incredible. And I know last night we were talking with our friends. Zendaya came up in the conversation, and some of our friends felt like she's not a good actress. I was kind of surprised by that.
I was very surprised by that too. So, there was a lot I was surprised about with that conversation, honestly.
I was like, yo, I think Zendaya is a good actress. I mean, for me, I've learned though that, especially with our people, mm-hmm. there's such a wide range of what is talent and what is not. Like, some mm-hmm. people have. Not saying that our friend did, but some people, like, I'm talking about, like, in my family, like, they will watch, like, very low-grade movies and be into it. And I'm like, have you ever seen Game of Thrones? Have you ever seen something of...
Yeah, quality.
Quality. Seriously. So, hey.
And then when you see something, you're like, oh, that's trash. It's like, no, but what you been watching is trash. It.
Like, mm-hmm. you watching Greenleaf and...
no girl. You said Greenleaf. That's hilarious, actually.
I actually didn't. Did you watch that show?
I did.
I started it, but I didn't finish it.
I started. I was on season, at least seen, I think it's more than three seasons. I feel like I saw at least two seasons. And after that, I just never went back because it got kind of dark. And sometimes when shows get too dark for me, I have to step away. And then sometimes I don't pick them back up. And I think that's what happened with that show. It just got dark. And I was like, oh, I'm kind of exit stage left.
Yeah. I'm like that too. Sometimes Euphoria, I mean.
Euphoria was dark too now. Yeah. Euphoria was really dark, actually. Especially
that last season?
With the dad and the sicko daddy. Like,
and he got arrested. I was surprised about that.
Yeah, I'm glad. Ugh. I'm glad. Anyway. So, girl.
Bitch, come home. I need you. Mama needs you. That's wild.
Hey.
Anyway.
That's crazy.
On to our next, yeah.
Yeah, I was actually about to mention, speaking of actors and actresses, Risa Tisa is now signed to CAA. It is a top five agency that actors, artists, agents, filmmakers, creators dream of being signed to. So for clarity, Risa Tisa is the young lady who was basically lied to by her her ex-husband. And she's been doing, she has like 52-part story on TikTok. Ooh. And she just was signed by, I forgot. What does CAA stand for?
It stands for, oops, sorry. It just came up and then I got an ad. What the? Creative Artists Agency.
Yes. So she's been signed, and I guess people feel a type of way about that. I don't know how I feel about it. I guess because mainly I haven't like really watched the story yet, but I guess people feel a way because it's like, is that what she was going for? Like, not really. She was just telling her story. You know what? And then
I thought that she just was kind of reclaiming her confidence and bearing her truth to help, you know, any women that
the next woman
circumstance. Mm-hmm. But on here, it says they refer to her as a blogger and writer. So I don't know if she writes, but I mean, this was her real life. It's not like she was,
I'm like, she didn't make that up.
Audiobook.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't feel like, even if that's not what she was going for, I just like to each his own. If that's what God has for her, that's what God has for her. I mean, it is what it is. More power to
pause. She is a KSU alumni.
Oh, wow. Okay. Risa Tisa.
She said on the Tamron Hall show, she said, I already knew this story was not going to always make me look good at all. But I also feel like the story was bigger than me in a way. In other words, it was worth some embarrassment. But it was cathartic, and it was also very emotional and very hard at times. So she was a graduate of KSU with a bachelor's degree in criminal justice.
Oh,
yeah. But she said, I am excited to join the CAA family in what has become an extraordinary and life-changing opportunity. I hope to bring this story and personal experiences to an even bigger platform with the hope of helping those in similar circumstances know that they are not alone. So I was trying to see all the people that are on the agency, because there are some high people on this agency. Like, so it says, so the Creative Artists Agency, they present people across film, television, music, sports, digital media, marketing, and beyond. So it's not just for
actresses and actors.
Actress, yeah. And I thought it was. There was a list of certain artists that were signed, like actors, but I'm having a hard time finding it. Wow. So Devin Booker is signed.
They said A$AP Rocky is signed.
Really?
Is that true?
Some of these people, I don't know. That's really interesting. I think that I really had in my mind, yeah, I see that. Mm-hmm. I really had in my mind that it was just like artists and actors.
Ariana Grande, too.
Wow.
Bradley Cooper, Cardi B.
Anya Taylor-Joy.
Mm-hmm. I just saw her name too. Wow. Anne Hathaway, Anna Kendrick.
Anne Hathaway, that's crazy. Charlize Theron. Wow. So, Sierra, Christina Aguilera, Daniel Craig.
Daniel Brooks.
Kaluuya.
Yeah.
So basically, I feel that this just gives her the opportunity to. She could get a book deal.
Mm-hmm.
She could have, obviously, her story adapted into either a series or a movie. I just hope that, please don't get with Tyler Perry.
Hold on.
The way that I'm still seeing people fighting about mea culpa, like, just things that weren't, I'm done. I'm not even going to go
there. I'm kind of over that. Like, why are we, like, the movie was not a horrible movie. There were some aspects we didn't enjoy. There were some things that gave Tyler Perry, and some things that we was like, okay, like, I mean, okay, move on.
I think people are still watching for the first time. I don't know. Anyway. Okay, so nice. Shout out to Risa Tisa. I actually still have not finished the TikTok. I'm sorry. I just couldn't take myself to go back down.
One day we're gonna finish the TikTok.
It's 8 hours long. Because you know they have it on YouTube. 8 hours, girl.
8 hours is kind of crazy though.
To talk about a raggedy Negro.
I'm not sitting down for 8 hours to watch a movie.
No, don't nobody want to talk, girl. Anyways, next on the docket, Janice Burgess, a longtime Nickelodeon television executive who promoted children's curiosity for decades, died on Saturday at 72. She oversaw shows like Blue's Clues and Little Bill and created her own musical children's show known as The Backyardigans. This was a legend. Janice Burgess, I thank you. Little Bill and Blue's Clues had me in a chokehold as a kid.
I actually really saw Little Bill.
Little Bill, our first black kid. We had Arthur, but you know, we knew he was black, but he wasn't.
Wait, Arthur's black? He's an aardvark.
You know that people have to buy those characters out there and say whether or not they're black, even if it's not a human character.
So of course pause. They did. Was there some kind of something that came out that said Arthur was a black aardvark?
No, they were just saying that he, in our terms, would definitely have been a black kid. I think they said the same thing about Franklin the turtle.
Okay, that's a show that I'm not gonna hold you. I used to watch every morning. Franklin? I loved Franklin. Yes, my dog, for real. Oh,
Berenstain Bears, I think they said they might have been black too. Yeah, they be on a roll. They really be on a roll.
The fact that we're giving, what is that, race to these animal characters is crazy.
Yeah.
Because saying Arthur is black, he's actually brown and he's an artwork. come on, guys.
He's an animal. Please.
Yes.
They didn't even... It's really crazy that Arthur had like glasses, but they weren't, they were just hanging on like
his ears.
Nothing. But his ears are on top of his head. It's like, they got away with a lot.
Actually, you're right. That is not his ears. That's his head.
They got away with a lot for sure.
Nobody shout out was to her calling him out.
A queen. Yes. Rest in peace. Like,
yes. And thank you.
And I was always a Nickelodeon girl. So.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Noggin.
Oh wow,
the kids are different. It's
yes. I feel like stuff like that does not really come on. Like kids are not watching the same stuff that we watched. Like,
yeah, that Gracie's Corner. Girl, it's this one show where these black kids, they just, there's no dialogue. All they do is sing these black kids, and one of the kids has angel wings, and supposedly he passed away. I'm just like, these cartoons are really different. Like,
wait, so they got a dead kid walking around with the live kids, and children are supposed to be able to understand that?
Yeah.
What do you think that does to our kids' psyche?
I'm not really sure that how I feel about it. It makes me a little uncomfortable. I know these things have to be explained to children, but
not through a cartoon. Like,
no,
they may think that they're imagining, yeah, they're gonna think their best friend or somebody who passed away is really their imaginary friend, and they're gonna start talking to them, and you're gonna have another problem in your hands.
Oh god, wow, you just took us down. Yeah, that's a lot.
I'm sorry, that is a lot.
But yeah, I'm just like, these shows that don't even have dialogue, it's just singing. Ugh,
so annoying.
Nah, we need some dialogue,
please.
These kids don't even know how to speak, for real.
They don't even know how to hold a... Yes.
Yeah. Don't know how to read. Oh my gosh. My cousin said that she went and got her hair done, and the girl was, like, younger. And she said that literally the whole time, the girl said nothing. Like, she... Even when she said, hey, she was like... And then she said she didn't know where to sit, so she just sat down. And then she said at the end, she was like, okay, thanks, bye. And the girl's like, bye. I was just like, oh my God, like even when you go get your hair done, like you have these encounters. Like people don't know how to have any type of dialogue or rapport. Okay. Even when given a service.
Yeah. I feel like when you give a service, I don't think you gotta be besties. You don't gotta chat my head off. But if I'm here, it's my first time there, I should expect a, hey, how are you? Thank you for coming, for booking with me.
Yeah.
Like, give me a little rundown of how you typically do things. And then you ask me a couple questions. Like, little, like I said, you don't got to talk my head off. Ask me a couple questions, but, like, to just say hi, don't even tell me where to sit, and then just get to work and say, okay, bye? That's wild.
Yeah, like, that's so awkward. I feel like when I get my hair done, too, if the vibes are weird, like, I'm not going to come back. It don't matter. Some people don't care about that. They're just like, look, I'm here to get my hair done. You do a great job. Your prices are reasonable. That's all I care about. But for me, it's just something, the energy has to be right, personally. Please. Touching my head, too?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Do you believe that? People who touch your head, like, that's like your crown. Like,
it's yeah. Like, it's like an energy transfer. Yes. For real. Yeah. I think I'm intentional about, well, at least I try to be about businesses that I support and stuff. Like, that's what matters to me. So.
Because that could be weird.
Yeah. I don't want to support anybody that does not need supporting.
Period.
So, we're talking about the 90s, Lil Bill, Arthur. Y'all, I was watching Live a Single. And quite frankly, I'm obsessed. Like, I'm obsessed with their friendship. I'm obsessed with the show. I love all of them so much. And I was watching this episode. It's like Overton and Kyle. They were at their crib and all of a sudden, like, they noticed it was water leaking. So Overton, like, jets upstairs. I'm thinking it's like the tub. Bruh. It was a waterbed. Do y'all remember waterbeds? What is up with that? Like, I just want to know who's the person that was like, bro, we need to be sleeping on water.
Yeah.
We like, need to be rocking. Like, yeah. No, bro.
Can you imagine? I'm just thinking, like, at first I'm like, oh, that's probably cool. And now I'm thinking, no, it's probably not. Like, you have no support sleeping on a waterbed. You're just.
Exactly. Can you imagine being, like, hungover or feeling nauseous and then having to go sleep
about
on a waterbed?
The room spinning. Oh. Talk about the room spinning. You're going for a ride, baby. You
call me Otto Rocket. I am surfing, baby.
For real. Because what?
I was looking up about waterbeds. And so supposedly they were really popular in the 80s. And they kind of, they didn't really last long, but they actually still are sold.
Who was buying them?
You can still buy a waterbed.
Where? Just like, where could I even? I guess I'm like, who? I don't know.
And they were intended for medical therapies.
Really?
So it says the waterbed was actually invented in 1968 by Charles Pryor Hall. He wanted to make an innovative chair, and somehow it turned into a waterbed.
So many questions, because how much water is in that bed?
Oh, let me see if I can.
So, like, a gallon worth? It has to be more than a gallon, obviously. Like, it got to be, like, probably, like, 10 gallons.
Oh,
it got to be. How much water is in a
waterbed? Oh, my God. It says waterbeds are used for bedridden and paralyzed people because they don't cause bed sores.
Oh, that makes sense.
Wow.
Yeah, bed sores are.
But, yeah, it's excessive maintenance.
What do they have to do?
Potential leaks. They're heavy. So, it says waterbeds weigh upwards of 2,000 pounds versus 150.
Does it say how much is in there?
So saying if you wanted to move your room, it's damn near impossible because you have to actually drain the water pit. Yeah, let me. And of course, mold is also a problem. Let me see how much water.
So just like a put a mattress topper on top. Like, I got so many questions.
So it says you have to fill the bed with water yourself. This can take 85 to 235 gallons of water, depending on the waterbed size. Since waterbeds get quite heavy, it's smarter to fill them in your bedroom. But this means that you need to maneuver a gardening hose through your house into the bed. Like, it just That just sounds like a headache.
That's too freaking much.
My aunt used to have a waterbed, and I remember like getting on it and just being like, I don't want to sleep in here. As a kid, like,
did you get weird vibes?
I was just like, yo, I don't. I think, like, obviously it was fun, right? But then it's like when you're trying to go to sleep, it's just like awkward.
So I just feel like my parents had friends who had a waterbed, and I loved that thing.
Really?
Yeah, like now that I'm an adult though, and I like a waterbed, that's like,
it says that that freaky, it was intended to be good for back pain, which is interesting because it says it relieves pressure points and reducing back and spine pain specifically.
I guess because, girl, I don't know, I feel like I just want to go lay on a waterbed now because I need to get some kind of, yeah,
watch me lay on one and be like, we should bring this back.
This is just weird.
But it's just, I don't want to be shaking every time I get on the bed.
Yeah. If, as soon as you roll over, it's like, bling, 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 like,
run up.
That was so stupid. I should have never did that.
That is hilarious. Oh, God. I'm just like, yo, I don't want to be in this space. I feel like the 90s does get a lot of love, but there are also a lot of things that were questionable. And the waterbeds are one of them. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So, y'all out there in y'all's waterbed? No.
I want to know. If you got a waterbed, I need to talk to you.
But that's what you're saying, too. Like, I've seen so many people do those pranks, like you were mentioning, where they will put a pool in the bed and then they'll cover it up like it's, you know, made up, and a person sits on it and splashes. Sometimes these pranks be going too far, too.
Pranks have gone too far. Speaking of, I saw a couple on Instagram. Her husband wanted to, was it her or him? It was him. Pranked her with a, air quotes, waterbed, and yeah, put a pool in there. He had put a gardening hose through the damn window, pouring water into a mini pool that fit inside of a bed frame. She sat down and boom.
Went straight through. What did he
do? There was no bed frame, actually. The pool was one of those rectangle ones that, so it could look like a bed. Like, it looked, when he covered it, whatever he covered it with, I can't remember. Because it was like,
what I was about to say. What? How did he?
He did have a blanket on top of that thing.
Sink in.
He did have a blanket on top. So I can't remember. I need to find that video. I need to find the logistics of it. But girl, she sat down and she was pissed off. And I'm like, yeah, you're an idiot now too, because now you got water all over your carpet. That's hard to get up. You don't go just.
I would break up with you over a prank.
That's the thing. Would. Some of these pranks, people be going way too far. Like, I just sent Jordan and Cree a reel where the boy is duct taping his parents' house. He's putting bread slices all over the bathroom, red Solo cups, all the like packing material, all in all the cabinets, like red Solo cups all over the floor, the cabinets in the kitchen. Just like, he got a pool in the living room. Like, you're a fool. Like, you need something to do. You're going to clean up all this stuff. Like, there's no way that, like,
he would have to get out of my house.
You would have to get out because you're pissing me off.
I think, like, he's the same kid that also covered his parents' entire kitchen with aluminum foil.
Yes.
First off, Carol, you wasted hella. How much aluminum foil did that, like?
Where are you getting this money to do this stuff? Because you're wasting a lot of product.
Yeah. Duct tape in the house, though.
How much time did that take? Anything they had like to be that. Gone for a while for that to happen.
Yeah. Were they on vacation?
How much time do you have? I would not want to. I would start that and be like, bro, this is way too much. I don't want to do it no more. Like, I don't see how he did the whole house.
That's wild.
That's crazy to me. That's absolutely crazy.
Don't come trying me with no prank. I feel like pranks are really big. During our time, like growing up, there were a lot of prank shows. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there were.
Mm-hmm. Punk'd.
Punk'd was, oh my God, Punk'd was good.
I always wanted to do that, where like I get to sit in like a truck or whatever. Mm-hmm. And have the cameras on and just prank one of my, like, my homegirls.
Watch it unfold, yeah.
And be talking to somebody in a mic, telling them what to say, like, you know, if y'all go on, like, a blind date or something.
I could never be the person on the other end, because I'll be cracking up. Like, you would tell me to do something, I'll be, like, bursting out laughing. Like, I cannot do that.
like talking through like the salt shaker,
yeah,
pepper.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I used to love that down. Speaking of the 90s, I did want to ask, like, I saw where Tia Mowry has been getting a lot of flack for being corny. And the Mowrys are sister was
top tier, not gonna lie.
Top tier. And I thought that was really interesting. I guess that they just feel like she's corny because she, you know, she's posting herself having a good time. She dances, she's laughing. But they were like, she has been with the same man since she was damn near a teenager. And this is the first time in her life that she's, you know, single and free and embracing herself. So it's like, why are y'all hating?
Yeah. It's like, she's just embracing who she is. She's having a good time. She looks like she's having a good time to me. Like, I'd be like, dang, she having a good time. Like, that's it. Like, I've never...
Yeah.
I'm not a hater. I just don't have that kind of energy. I just really don't. Like, if somebody's having a good time, I don't really got nothing to say. It's like, okay, good.
Yeah, I'm not really that person. No.
Like, oh, look at her DJ being Khaled, so lame.
DJ Khaled and Rick Ross, those are two people
that's that different. That's that different.
Are corny to me.
You'd be like, bro, stop. Like, DJ Khaled recording and having somebody carry him because he don't want to get his shoes dirty. That is... You're a buffoon.
Are you serious?
And you're too big to be getting carried. Come on.
Do you know that he's Palestinian and he hasn't said anything? Exactly.
Wow.
I found that out recently. That was crazy to me.
His priorities. He's not even speaking up for his own country. Wow. And they're getting annihilated. He's not even... He mustn't have family over there anymore or something. Like... Maybe he detached himself and is like completely acting like he's not.
Yeah.
Palestinian.
More conversation about people who really like detach from their communities. And I don't know. It's like they attach their identity to a different group, even though aesthetically, I've never understood that.
That
How
is
do
crazy.
People do that? Anyway, moving along, guys.
Yes, moving right along.
Are we talking about rich aunties?
Yes. There is a meme here. It says, is the rich auntie really rich or does she just not have kids? And you know what? I've been thinking about that. Yes. I think it is a little bit of both because she doesn't have kids or like people. I think this kind of alludes that like she doesn't have like a family and like kids and like all this stuff. So she has had the opportunity to be selfish with her career in advance, perhaps. And she has like money from that. But also because she doesn't have any kids or anything like that, like she has money because it's not going to all these extra like whatever. So I think that's where people get like the rich auntie.
Yeah,
or whatever.
You know, I find it to be interesting because there's all this rhetoric of like the single woman, you know, oh, she's there. I think there's a lot of negative derogatory language behind like choosing by choice to not have children, to not have a certain life that people feel like a woman is supposed to have, like the marriage, the child, and prioritizing that. Like, there's a lot of flack, I feel like, for that. But what about the women who just chose peace?
Yeah.
Or just not settling. Maybe they do want those things. You know what I mean? That's not really talked about.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's, I feel like the richness is there. The richness is, despite what I've been told to be as a woman, this is the path that I'm gonna
that
take.
I'm choosing.
And unapologetically, like I think I'm meeting so many younger women who are like, I don't want kids. I don't.
That is a fact. I have met several
want to be married
younger than me. Yeah,
because a lot of. I'm going to say there are a lot of older women. There are a lot of older women that I look up to and respect, but there are a lot of older women that I look to and aren't happy. They are they've given their life up for a man, mm-hmm. or, you know, all of their existence to being just a mom. And I think mm-hmm. that it's very honorable, but
I've always just felt like there's more to life than that.
Just that.
It's good that you want to be, and I think that that is like, that says a lot about your character and like everything like that. I'm not shading anybody yeah. or saying it's a bad thing.
No,
but
no,
I just feel like you, like, we're, it's okay to have friends. It's okay to hang out. It's okay to be a mom. It's okay to have like other identities within yourself besides that one identity of mom or that one identity of wife. Like, I think it's okay to like have other parts of yourself. Like, you don't have to dedicate your entire life and give up yourself to be a mom, to be a wife. And I think that's where a lot of women like older than us or maybe in our families, just like generationally, that's what they did. They gave up themselves to become yeah. a wife and then a mom. And now I'm just a mom. And then when you're a kid, you become an empty nester and you don't even know what to do with yourself.
Mm.
Or like, yeah. oh, you find out, like, for example, like my grandma, for example, like she got pregnant with my aunt. And she was on her, she was a senior in college at Spelman for biology.
Whoa.
She was on her way to like, she wanted to be a scientist, just like real bad. Like, she wanted to be a scientist. She dropped out of school.
Wow.
Never finished.
Can you think about how many women out. Really do drop everything
mm-hmm.
for a man? Yeah.
And then back then, you know, it was like, okay, you're pregnant, you gotta get married, you gotta, yeah. you know what I'm saying? So that's very much what it was. Like, okay, getting married, you are having his kid, and now you guys are, and you know what sucks with that too, is that I think that that's not who, I don't think they wanted to be together, like.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if he would have chosen her if she wasn't, exactly. Like, if she wasn't pregnant, I don't know if he would have chosen her.
Yeah.
So, and that sucks. And that's how they live their whole life. And then now they're like 80 and they're like, oh, we're in love. Oh my God, I just can't keep my hands off. You're 80.
Wait a minute.
Like,
what you mean by that?
I mean, like,
is that shade or
no? It's actually not supposed to be shade at all. Like, I'm just saying that like people spend their whole lives. I feel like they spent, like, what do I say? Like, how do I say this?
Basically, like you're living a life that you feel like you're supposed to, and not the and
the life you want to.
Yeah, never figuring out the life yes. you wanted, or actually yes. trying at least.
Exactly, you just dropped everything, and then it's like that's not even who. Maybe my grandpa even really wanted.
Yeah.
That's not even who my grandma really wanted, but she dropped everything and was like, this is my man. I love him. And then you spend your life like fighting against that though, because you guys know you're not really happy.
Let's be real about that though. I feel like the woman in those scenarios loses the most.
Oh, absolutely.
Because absolutely. Especially back then, back in the day, I feel yeah. like men didn't really have to be
present. You had to rely on your man for everything.
You just had to go to work. You
yeah, all he had to do was provide. Relationship
with your kids. Yeah. Like,
there was no that dialogue. Was the
idea of a good man.
Exactly. Then. A provider. And I was about to say that too. There's no dialogue about being more than a provider, being emotionally connected to your family and your children, like being emotionally available, like all the stuff we talk about now, like there was no talk about that back then.
What do you think the standard is for a woman these days? Like, I think we have a clear picture of what was expected of women back then, but I think now I don't really know what, like, it feels like it's a bunch of everything.
I don't know if there's a one expectation.
Mm.
Because I feel like
not necessarily one, but just like, yeah.
I just feel like we all kind of have our own. I really think now it's dependent on the relationship that person is in. That's what I feel.
So you feel like that has kind of been.
Yeah, I don't know if I can say
broken
that,
down.
Yeah, like I don't know if I can say, because there are people who still follow the like women at home,
the tradition,
you know, the traditional stuff, and there's very much hella people who are like, I go to work, you can stay at home, or we both go to work, the kids, we move them. Like, it's like. Everybody does all the chores. Everybody does all the things. There's no one thing. Like, you just...
Yeah, depends on who you're...
Yeah, it depends on who you're dating.
When I think of people saying, oh, this is what a wife is, I feel like a lot of the rhetoric is the same, but I feel like the standard of a husband, I feel like, has actually gotten smaller. So that's why I brought that up.
I can see that. Women do
like this. I feel like the standards are higher, if not the same, just because now there's an expectation to be independent. Mm-hmm. And I've seen where people are like, you know, did that whole 90s era of like all of the girl bands and the, you know, we, you know, kind of like we're independent now. Did that ruin our generation? I don't feel like it ruined anything.
I don't think, yeah.
But I feel like while we were being told to be independent, there wasn't anything being told differently to
the man.
To the men.
That's why they'd be so hurt saying that we're independent. Or not hurt, but that's why I feel like there's a lot of like backlash women get for being independent, because as we advanced, they didn't get the same conversation we got. Like they don't have to move like we move, because women will still cater to them, women will still do for them, their moms, their sisters, like. And for us, it's always just still been take care of yourself, take care of your kid, take care of your, get a job, like be on your own, make sure you pay this. You like, and men is just like still waiting on their wives to be a wife, like to be, be who they need them to be. And it's like,
I'm really interested to see all of our nephews, because all my friends have boys. Like, it's actually crazy. I'm really, really interested to see, you know, what dating and all of those things are like for them and their generation.
Yeah.
I don't know what their generation is going to be called.
Strong mothers too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
These are our homies. Like, I'm just like, okay. Maybe there's going to be a difference here. I'm rooting for y'all.
I feel it.
Not that all men are anything. Not what we're saying.
Yes. No. I hate how you always got to give a disclaimer too.
I know. And it's like, I never really want to do that, but I always feel the need to.
Yeah.
Because I don't really know how we're being perceived. Mm-hmm. I think if we got a little bit more like feedback, and then I would know. But
yeah,
I really don't. I really don't know.
I definitely get it.
Receive us.
Like, so I don't want to, but I want to be sure just in case.
But it is annoying. I said what I said, period.
Yeah. Like, I stand on it. I'm all 10 of my toes are down right now.
Speaking of standing on it. What do you think about this whole Drea situation?
You know, let me just
you want to introduce it.
So what happened was, as we spoke about this a couple weeks ago, actually, or maybe a month or so, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Drea Michelle of Basketball Housewives, who is 39, is dating a 22-year-old Jalen Green. I think is it the Houston Rockets? Where did I get that? Is that right?
Oh, correct.
Well, he's a basketball player. And they're dating. And there was talk about that. And we even talked about it on the podcast about the age difference. It's well over 10 years. It's actually over, it's like 15, it's over 15 years too, though, because.
Yeah.
Let
me see.
17 years difference.
Yeah.
There's a 17-year age gap between this couple. She has a son who I believe is 21 or 22 years old herself, her oldest son. So, I mean, this is a little strange, not gonna lie. And now on International Women's Day, she decides to come out. She announces that she is pregnant with their child, a little girl. And
it's a girl too.
It's a girl, and they're excited, you know, and they're ready for that adventure. And I don't think this is okay.
I think it was hearing what she said that made me feel uncomfortable.
Yes, I will play that. Before even seeing that clip, I already didn't feel okay.
Yeah.
Like, I felt it was already.
I was like hopeful. Well, not necessarily hopeful, but anytime there's a significant age gap, I already feel uncomfortable. I actually was reading an article this morning and it was saying that the most success in relationship with age gaps tends to be anywhere between 1 to 3 years and like 3 to 7. But it was saying like the higher up you go, the more chances that it's less likely, not to say that it won't be, but it's less likely. So I'm thinking 17 years is.
That's a hell of a age.
What do they
have
in common? Like, 22?
Your kid is the same age as him. Like, that's.
What year was he born?
Is that not weird? Him?
Yeah,
he's 22. Younger than us, so he's like not even 97. He's like a 2000 baby or some bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Oh boy.
I just like that is so wild, and it was revealed too that Drake is dating Lotto's little sister, and so people was like, "Well, she's 21, he's 37. You know, is that any better?" And
she's only 21.
Yeah, she's a baby.
That's like a 16-year age gap also.
Yeah, so people are like, you know, what's the difference? There's not. It's bad both times.
It's bad.
That's what we're saying. That's why I was like, why was Usher getting so much flack for dating someone, you know, he tends to date older women, but it's like.
I feel like Usher was getting slack because she was white.
Oh. That is probably true as well. But I just was like, I don't know. I think Drake is going through a midlife crisis, and I don't know. We talk about men a lot going through midlife crisis, but maybe women do as well.
So speaking of that, Drea, they were dating when this clip, when she did this interview. I'm just gonna play the clip.
Any more kids, or are you done?
Oh yeah, I want more kids.
Like how many?
Like one, I think.
So like the person you're dating, you see like a future with them?
I think the question you were asking me is if I wanted more kids, and I feel like I want more kids, and yeah. I feel like at this point in my life, right?
Yeah.
The relationship is amazing to have, right? But that's not what I'm basing having a kid on, because. Right. I'm very non-traditional. Yeah. I feel like you can co-parent without being in a relationship. Maybe just two people say, hey, you want a kid? I want a kid. Let's just have a kid. And like, let's just
really?
See.
So you would
I'm
do
very
that?
Like free spirit. I'm very open. And just.
You feel like you can just willingly, I want a kid. You want a kid? Well, let's co-parent. Now, I'm not going to shade anything because there are situations like that. So I'm not shading it. But what is... I think it's clearly irresponsible of her is that this boy is 22 years old.
Yeah, he has not even lived life.
He has not lived a life. He just got money and he played basketball and you're like, I love him. We're going to have a baby. Like, what? Or maybe she wasn't like that. Maybe she's just like, you know what? I want a kid. Like, how are you even 17 years gap?
It feels like watching National Geographic and seeing like... a jaguar pounce.
Yeah.
Little deer.
Like. Yeah. Like, why did you? I almost feel like. I don't want to say it, but I'm going to say it because I just feel like she kind of ruined his life. Like,
damn.
Did he want a kid?
Yeah.
Like, is that the route y'all are really going? He's 22 years old. I mean, and also, like, I feel like you're being a little selfish. You're 39. You already have two, I think. And I just feel like you should realize, like, he's 22. You should have been more protective of your, like, you should have protected yourself more to help protect him. He's only 22. And I'm not saying he's not wrong in this, because who knows what he was telling her. But I just feel like at 39 and my man is 22, I'm going to be like, you know what? He hasn't lived yet. He just got into the NBA. Let me let him enjoy himself before I pop a kid out on his behalf. Like, you're crazy. Like, no. Like, that is not appropriate. And I'm a free spirit. Girl, what?
Yeah. That was a weird statement to make in regards to bringing a life in the world. I think a lot of people don't think about how serious it is having a child. So for her to have actually had children already, and maybe because she wasn't married and raising those children with a partner, she doesn't see it as a big deal.
Mm.
But
or maybe
also,
her childhood, if she didn't have her dad around or her mom around,
it just sounded like she. When she was posed those questions, the way she answered it was like, yeah, I mean, I'm not really interested in a future with this person. Right now, we kicking it, we cool, but I just wanted a kid. And I don't know. she's very problematic to me.
Yes.
From the statements that she made, her statements about relationships are always problematic. I think we did play a clip some episodes ago, where she was talking about the whole Tory and Megan situation and saying like she likes, for a man to kind of grip her up.
Yoke her up. That's how she lost her deal with she lost her deal with somebody.
Savage Fenty, Rihanna.
Rihanna dropped.
She was not playing, and it was Rihanna has experienced domestic violence, so weird for you to get up on a platform and say that. And that just shows like people grow, but their mentality doesn't necessarily grow with them. I don't know. I'm just thinking if that was my son, I talked to Kree about this, because she has a son. I'm just like, I can't imagine being the mom of a child and seeing somebody take advantage of them, but they're just got the glossy glasses on and it's nothing really you can do about it. Because once you have a child with somebody,
that's it. You locked in.
Yeah, you locked in.
I mean, we could be completely wrong. They can have this baby and completely blossom and she can have two more kids for him and they can live happily ever after.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just wouldn't want to have she just was sounding so dismissive to him at all. Like Drea, he was just the vessel.
Yeah, exactly. Drea don't really seem like... I don't know. I just...
Yeah, something about her character doesn't seem like it's there.
Nothing about her screams, I want to settle down and I am going to be a mature woman. Like, nothing about her screams that. I just feel so bad for him because I just feel like I said, I don't know what he was telling her. Yeah. Maybe she
he hasn't been in the NBA that long. I think he's only been in the NBA for 2 years.
Right. I'm like, this NBA career, he could end up on your couch, Drea.
Deion Sanders was actually going around, I don't know if it was just with his team, but he was having people like Brittany Renner to talk to men and just basically to protect themselves from
women. Her.
Yeah. And although I'm very aware that I know a lot of great women, there are women that are exploitative and manipulative and all the things. But it's interesting. It's because it's like, if I was somebody famous or, somebody making millions of dollars, I think that I don't know. I just feel like I would not be so trusting.
You need more than a financial advisor. You need somebody to advise you on who you're dating as well.
Yeah.
You really got to protect yourself. There are people out there who will do things for your money and I'm not trying to say she's just trying to get his money because I mean, she does have money, but like, I guess.
But what does she do though?
What she's doing now?
I mean, I think she models, but I don't think she's making millions of dollars. There are a lot of beautiful people.
She's just so. Who was she even married to be on Basketball Housewives?
She wasn't actually married. I think she just had like a boyfriend. But I think he like cheated on her, and it was a messy situation. Yeah, I'm not sure. Let me see. I mean, she's dated a lot of famous people. She dated Chris Brown. God.
Come on, man. Come on.
Some people are. Yeah. Some people.
And you know what? That 21 and 37 thing is crazy too. Like Drake dating Lotto's little sister is actually kind of crazy.
I really was thinking about that too. Like
that's inappropriate. People, when they get money, they just be in the same circles because they have money and they forget, like, or not that they forget, but they have no regard. They don't have to have any regard for things like people's age or like, would you really do this if we're not in this situation? Like, there's no way I'm 21 dating a 37-year-old in my real life. I'm not doing that.
I actually tried to do more research on this whole age gap thing. And I was reading this article. It made me uncomfortable because it was almost kind of like glorifying people going against
the norms.
Yeah, going against, I guess, societal expectations and just being like, hey, love is love. And it was, you know, showing, it was actually, I think one of the articles was on eHarmony, so maybe they were just trying to get their little bag. But I was like, why are you guys pushing this narrative? I mean, that can be so unsafe. There's a movie that I watched called May December, and it was about the teacher who got her, one of her, I think he was her student. She got with him, and he was like 16, and they're still together. She left her husband. The student was a peer of her son's. True story. I don't get it. It makes me uncomfortable. I don't know why you would want a child. Yeah. The older I get, the less I'm able to relate. We just talked about being an auntie. I feel that, and I'm young still. So I just can't imagine dating somebody. That would be me dating somebody that's, oh my God,
your dad's age.
Oh.
I just keep thinking, like, how did this happen? Because he's really old enough to be your son.
Yeah.
And if that was your son's friend,
that would be equivalent to me dating a 13-year-old. What do I possibly have in common with a 13-year-old? He don't know nothing about Lil Bill or Blue's Clues.
No.
Never will.
And I'm just wondering, what could he possibly be doing for
Not
you?
Not that that's a point of...
Yeah, when he was born, she was 17, having her first child. And he was just born. That's like you dating your newborn baby.
And you know, but when I see it the other way around, like Cher is dating a young guy. He used to date Amber Rose. And she just was kind of looking in the clouds too. Like it just, age gaps sometimes when they're really significant, they do make me feel uncomfortable. I feel like there's always going to be somebody in the relationship that has the blindfolds on.
Yeah. Uh-uh. It's weird.
Because Cher, you're in your 60s. Why would this 20-year-old man want to be with you outside of your money? You might be a great woman, but that's not strange. Does that not say that he has mommy issues? Or I just don't know how
else. It's just some stuff should not be done. Some stuff you just should not be crossing boundaries.
You're doing a lot for a check these days, though.
Wow.
So,
for a check.
Yeah.
Money make you do some crazy shit.
We joke and stuff about sugar daddies and sugar mamas, but when it gets to being like a real situation, I don't know. I don't know how to feel. Let's see here.
Speaking of real situations, the embryos.
Yeah, the embryos, guys. So I don't know if you guys have seen, but the GOP is doing a lot to solidify their teachings of abortions just being banned and being pro-life. France actually was just in the news this past week for making it a constitutional law that abortion should be upheld, is a human right. But here in the States, it is just getting tricky. Alabama has been in the news a lot lately too for their GOP. The Republicans, grand old party is having a grand old time, but they're not even making sense. So I was having a hard time understanding this, but apparently there was a situation where a woman and her husband, they had been doing IVF, and I guess somehow somebody that was not supposed to be in whatever storage room that the embryos were in, damaged all of these embryos. And so it's like, okay, so who do we hold accountable? Because that was all that I had. You know what I mean? So now Alabama is so proposing, wow. Yeah. So that is a sad situation. But now that they are trying to propose legislation that protects embryos, And treats them as people. But the thing is that when people do IVF, they give up a lot of eggs because the chances are low. Yeah. So you are, there are a lot of embryos that are quote unquote, I guess, dying or not making it. That's the whole point, is to increase your chances so that, you know, you have a chance of being successful in fertility.
My thing about that too, is that it becomes an embryo when the egg and the sperm are together, right?
Yeah.
So if these are all separate pieces, so they're saying these are actual embryos that they, because I thought the embryo process was like, you have to get the two together, not incubate it, but like make it a viable embryo. So until you do that, it's not even a viable embryo. They don't just have, so I'm like, these are, this is just like free. This is not embryos that you guys are saying are people. Exactly. These are actually just random eggs, random sperms that you guys are actually wasting because you are saying that they're people and this is murder. Like, this is crazy.
Yeah. And so if this is murder, then the people that are working at these IVF clinics, they're scared to do any procedures in Alabama because they don't want to be upheld for murder when they're just simply doing what it takes to have a successful, like, baby, a successful embryo. But also, people that are participating in IVF, there's a chance that they have more than one successful embryo. So if they dispose of that, some people feel like, I don't, you know, if I have 9 successful embryos, I should not get rid of those 8. They feel like that's murder. So it's getting really tricky. But my thing is like, if you guys' narrative is pro-life, and these are people that, whether they have, you know, bodily issues, whether it's like age, whatever, if they are trying to protect that so that in the future they can have children, why is this, like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, this ain't it.
Y'all, it is getting closer. And you're taking it,
like, you're taking that away from women and families who actually want to bring babies into the world, and this is the only way that they can. So that's why I'm trying to understand how you're saving something that's not even a something for real yet. Like,
yeah, exactly.
You're being ridiculous. Like,
they're also trying to push. I'm seeing where some states are trying to push, where people that are pregnant can receive child support. So they're also trying to get support on the back end by giving women these quoted other rights and benefits. So I'm pregnant, I can go ahead and claim child support before I even give birth. It's some weird stuff going on. I did take some information from an article here. So this is from Sarah Spain. She is on the National Press. She's a National Press Secretary for Emily's List. That is a group that seeks to support Democratic pro-abortion rights women running for office. So she said, "We've been saying that it was never just about abortion. It's about, you know, control and who gets to decide whose personal medical decisions." And she said, "If doctors..." I'm sorry, this is actually a different person. This is Barbara Calora, the president and CEO of Resolve, the National Infertility Association. She said, "If doctors and embryologists are forced to limit the number of embryos created, they are not giving their patient the best chance at achieving pregnancy. And this will no doubt increase the financial, physical, and emotional burden of the patient." It takes a lot of money also.
Yes, so IVF is expensive.
You can't even access your own eggs because they're trying to push this legislation. So it's like the people that are participating, there are people I was reading, there were couples that, like, you know, put their house up for sale and put all their savings into this. So I just can't imagine. My heart goes out to those people. I don't know. There's just a lot of seeking of control over people's lives right now. And that's why it's just so important to vote. I see where a lot of people are, you know, trying to like push a narrative to leave things blank when they vote and stuff like that. Yeah. That's not helpful. It's just not helpful, guys.
I heard someone say, I'm not voting because I don't want to have to choose a lesser of the two evils.
And I was so you're just like, going to leave it? I didn't vote when Trump got into office, and I will never make that mistake again.
Yeah. I just feel like you got to do something.
One is worse. I mean,
and the problem is, like, you want to say, oh, I'm not voting for the lesser of two evils, but did you vote for any of the other people before we even got to this big-ass election? Did you do the minor, what is it, the primaries and all those just, like, elections where, like, you're not electing presidents, but what is it, like, your city people or your county people?
That's what really,
like, all of that stuff matters. Yeah, like, and people are like, oh, I'm not gonna vote. Well, you should have,
the mayor,
you should have been voting before now.
Yeah,
like, and maybe this will not be the lesser of two evils.
Yeah, because education, all of that is affected. There's a lot of people that's just not.
Yeah, I just be like, all right,
I'm not gonna lie, I mean, Biden now is trying to switch his narrative. I saw where he's trying to get billers built in Gaza because they're having an issue with, you know, getting past Israel to get the, you know, the aid and food into the people. So they're dropping it, but it's not efficient. Like, it would be better if they could just have trucks pull in. And I'm like, y'all are acting like y'all can't stop this. Y'all are giving supplies to Israel. So if you want to get that stuff in there, you can. So he's trying to get this biller built. They're saying it's going to take 2 months. So that's two more months of famine. And, you know, they're going to be sending like 1,000 troops over there to build such said pillar. I don't know. But it is,
this is crazy.
I just feel like, I did
you can't
see,
play both sides, honestly.
Yeah, I follow a Palestinian advocacy page, and basically they were, you know, saying that if we all come together and vote for better because these two main parties are not giving us what we want, you know, like, basically saying, like, we the people have the control.
Right.
But it's just not enough people.
Mm-mm.
In that mindset, so basically those votes would just go to waste.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not, but it does pose a question, how do we get out? I don't know. It's
I don't
always
know.
Been Democratic and Republican, so. Mm-hmm. So, and I think a lot of people aren't even said Democrat or Republican, they're just kind of forced. You see people fall out. I think Nikki Haley was running against Trump. She gave up, you know, people run out of money and stuff. Like, if people have the financial backing, it does not matter how good a person is. If they can't afford to run, that's it.
Yeah.
So, interesting. Trifling stuff. Jans, do you think that politics affect friendship? Like, do...
Absolutely.
Or would they for you in your case? But
yes.
Okay.
Because, and I guess because sometimes we don't really have these kind of conversations. You don't actually always know your friends, like,
it's awkward
true
to bring up sometimes.
Feelings. Yeah. But you know when you can have a conversation, and you know when you, it's like, you can't. But personally, I feel like if you're my circle, you're my actual friend, like, we're having these kind of conversations, and I know, like, your character, I know your morals, because we wouldn't be friends if I didn't, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, if we start talking politics and you start saying something like off the wall that is morally concerning, then I'll be like, like, I'm gonna start backing off, because I feel like your morals are off. Like, that's a character, that's part of your character. Like, that's who you are. That's what you truly believe. And that could affect me. Like, so I don't want to associate that. That would be tough. I've never fallen out with anyone over politics.
Yeah, I haven't either.
So
I haven't ran into that.
It is something that, I mean.
But I've been amongst our people and heard them say very ignorant things and, you know, joke about Trump and things like that. Mm-hmm. I just don't find it funny. So it's like, I think for me, even if you're not on an intellectual, like, heightened, you know, stance mm-hmm. of actually being intentional about keeping up with what you're talking about, because I think a lot of people leave their news up to, like, social media, which I get things off social media too, but I read things research. As well. Yeah. And so if you're in a certain community, especially religion or mm-hmm. sometimes people, even like their whole family thinks a certain way, and it's, I don't know what that would be like. But yeah, that's just not something I want to play about.
Nah.
Don't want to play about it, babe.
No thanks. No thanks.
Okay. Well, that's all that we have for the abortion talks.
Yeah. No more of that for now.
Ugh. Okay, guys. Well, stay tuned in this month. We are going to have some guests joining us in the next couple weeks.
That's always really fun.
Thank you so much for listening. Please rate, subscribe to our pod, give us some feedback.
Yes.
We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah. Tell us what you want to hear, maybe some topics you want to talk about. Like, that would be fun. Like, we need some feedback, y'all.
Yeah. And thanks so much for listening.
Yes.
We appreciate you. Have a great week. See you next week.
Bye.